The 17th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 635 be brought before the body for third reading.
You've heard the motion of the senator from the 17th. All senators in favor of that motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And opposed by saying nay. You guys appear to have it. You guys do have it. Senator from the 17th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 635 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Mr. President, this is the border war truce bill that we have developed in to solve the problem that we have in the Kansas City area of the job poaching that takes place on both sides of the state line. The numbers are in, the studies have been done, and they indicate that the economic benefit to the state of Missouri and to the state of Kansas, for that matter, is not the complete economic benefit that one would expect from job creation and therefore not worth spending the money on those projects. What this does, again, is it simply creates an 8-county border, 4 on the Missouri side, 4 on the Kansas side, and it creates a zone that says if a job is going to move or a company is going to relocate a job from one of the counties on one side of the state line to one of the counties on the other side of the state line, the receiving state would offer no benefits to that job. And then, obviously, we're not going to do this in a unilateral fashion. We're not going to unilaterally disarm and say we're not offering incentives in that region. That would be ridiculous. So what we've done is we've set it up in such a way that it only triggers if Kansas takes like action and joins with us. So if we both say this is stupid, we should stop doing it, then we're going to stop doing it. If we say, which I hope we do here in a minute, that we should stop doing it and Kansas doesn't agree, game on. We keep going down that road of offering incentives to steal jobs from Kansas. We've put a 2-year sunset window in here. We've given them 2 years to join us. If they don't join us in 2 years, this bill expires and it goes away. If they do join us, it's got a 6-year window. After 6 years, we will evaluate whether we've seen the economic benefit that we project out of this bill, and if so, then we would renew it. So with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions, and I urge the body to send this bill to the House.
Senator from the 17th has moved for the third reading and final passage of Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 635. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 11th, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to inquire of the senator from Clay.
Senator from the 17th, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, I just had a few questions about this.
Sure.
First, I think it's interesting that someone who's representing Clay County with the history of Clay County, not a border war of economics, but a real war of our history against those in Kansas, it's interesting that you're proposing a truce. So that's... we've come a long way from Jesse James and some of the others. So anyway, now this is a truce from the state level. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
We do not affect any local municipalities or counties in the incentives that they provide.
Okay. A lot of the conversations I've heard, and you can tell me if I'm understanding this correctly, is that the way Kansas is structured, their municipalities and counties have a little more leeway in the incentives that they are able to give than the state of Missouri.
The way it's structured right now, their governor has more flexibility at the state level than we do, but their municipalities and localities have many of the same tools that we do with TIF and that sort of thing. So on a local level, I think, you know, if they still want to compete locality to locality, frankly, I think we would be in a fine position. But I think the goal here is removing the hundreds of millions of dollars that have been spent by the state level. If you're left with only the local-to-local incentives, the guess is that none of them are able to put together a package that is so much better than the other that it would entice them to cross the state line.
Okay, so we're only dealing with the state, so if I had a concern that the municipalities and counties would have their own, you don't think it would rise to the level?
I think that they will still be able to compete, but I think that everyone will quickly realize that they're better served offering those incentives to bring new jobs to the region, not to move jobs around within the region.
Okay. This goes into effect if Kansas says yes. What's your indication of where they are?
Well, we've had some conversations with legislative leaders in Kansas, and I'll be honest, I think they still need... still need to be educated on the issue a little more to come along and join us if it's going to be a legislative trigger. That's why we've given them 2 years to make up their mind. Now, the other option is that because of the flexibility in the economic development programs in Kansas, they could join by an executive order. Okay. So Governor Brownback could, you know, if we put this bill on the governor's desk and Governor Nixon signs it, Governor Brownback could join it the treaty the very next day.
Would our legislation go into effect if he did that?
Yes. Yes. And it talks about what the process is, that the DED director needs to have a letter executed to the governor, the president pro tem of the Senate, and the speaker of the House, and that the three of them need to unilaterally agree that the executive order meets the threshold. So,
well, I think you're being magnanimous, Senator. I think the benefit to Kansas is enormous here. In my opinion, they have decimated their revenues, so they're not going to have any more money for incentives. They should be at your door thanking you for this, because they're not going to be able to compete anymore. And I think they would be very foolish not to take this type of situation as their incentive money dwindles and dwindles and dwindles and dwindles. And I understand where you're going with it. I don't think it's a time that we enter into this, because they've made mistakes with their tax policy, which is making them so weak that, of course, they're going to want us to tie our hands behind our back. So
yeah, I think, too, that you need to look at the totality of the circumstances and realize that even if you know, we're successful in pulling more jobs across the state line, we still, the studies show, not getting all of the economic benefit that you would get with a newly created job that's either being brought from outside the region or otherwise, because you're still not going to get a bunch of people to move, so you don't capture all of their sales tax, you don't capture their property tax.
Right.
So I think sending the message that this is not wise investment of resources on either side of the state line is what we're trying to do. Now, if they don't join us, you know, the senator from the 7th, who is the lead co-sponsor on this bill, as he mentioned last night during perfection, if they don't join us, we may find ourselves at a place a couple years down the road where you are standing on this floor with us debating a Kansas Recruitment Act. So I hope it doesn't get to that point, because I don't think it's the wisest path to take to shuffle jobs back and forth, but hopefully they will join us.
Okay. Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you.
Any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 8th, what purpose do you rise?
Brief inquiry for the Senator of the 17th.
Senator from the 17th, you yield?
Ew.
He does. Proceed.
You don't happen to have those numbers of how much money we spent on both sides of the border today, do you?
I have them in my head. I don't have them on paper. I mean,
For the body's perspective, so, could you just tell us how much money we have spent to take jobs back and forth and
sure.
The net gain, if you have.
Over the last 5 years, Kansas has spent about 140-ish million, and we have spent 70-ish million in response. And the net result of that is a 400-job nexus on the Kansas state line. So you're looking at about $300,000 per job created.
And this bill is basically, if Kansas agrees, we're just going to say, hey, we're not going to continue to use state dollars to attract jobs just across the state line, because there's no real net benefit for the region, and we'd rather use those state dollars to attract new jobs to the region.
Absolutely. I mean, as you remember during our special session, we put together a package to try and attract a bunch of jobs from Washington State. Clearly, those people would have to move that have the technical expertise to do those jobs, or people here that are unemployed would be hired for them. We would gain the economic benefit of them. Shuffling a job from one side of the state line to the other doesn't give you the full effect, because, again, if my company moved from downtown Kansas City to Johnson County, I would take 635 to work instead of 169. I wouldn't pick up my family and move them. The commute would be about the same.
Right. So I think this is a common sense piece of legislation. We just want to use these dollars more wisely to attract new jobs to the region or to the state, not try to get in a battle where we're exchanging tax dollars and wasting them for no net new benefit for the region.
Exactly, Senator.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from Barton, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President, to inquire the senator from Clay.
Senator from Clay, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Thanks, Senator. And I guess probably I should have just offered to speak on the bill, because I don't know that I have any questions that we didn't address yesterday. I do think that you mistitled your bill. I don't think it's a border war bill. I think it's an economic development bill, and that really is the impact that you're choosing. I think that it's a get government out of my business bill, which I think is another right choice. I will be a no on it.
To be fair, the media is the one that branded it the border war bill.
I'm sorry, what, Senator?
To be fair, it was the media that branded the term border war.
Maybe so. I'll be a no on it because it's not statewide, but that's the only reason, because I really do think that the approach and the attack that you've taken here is exactly the kind of approach we should be taking, which is how can we get government out of the way so the municipalities and the marketplaces can do what they're equipped to do, rather than to inject ourselves into it in a mercantilistic way and interfere with the marketplace and try to manipulate it. So thank you for the work that you've done, Senator.
Thank you, Senator.
Appreciate the inquiry. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Seeing none, Senator from Clay, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion.